Hello, and welcome to the United Kingdom of Christ Broadcast Network's Illuminating the Darkness show. I'm your host, Glenn Griego, coming to you from the beautiful Denver metro area. Hope these episodes have been beneficial to your spiritual growth, improving your understanding of the Bible, and strengthening your relationship with our Heavenly Father. I really want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day, night, whatever your schedule, to join me. I also want to thank you all for such a strong reception to all the different shows that we host here at the United Kingdom of Christ Broadcast Network, not just Illuminating the Darkness, but also our Bible study and our Sunday sermons. I've just been so grateful for everyone that's been able to take time out of their schedule. Once again, if you'd like to reach out, you can always send me an email at uk.christ@outlook.com. You can also feel free to call or text me at 720-805-8886. Now, if you've ever listened to one of the Illuminating the Darkness shows, I do kind of have a disclaimer that I want to put out there. So on Illuminating the Darkness, we focus on biblical teachings that are supported by the Bible, but many pastors elect to avoid discussing these topics with their congregations. I want to provide you with the most information possible and provide you with suggestions how to guide you and your loved ones through these situations, if they ever arise in your life. These are extremely controversial subjects, and many people's perspectives are not biblical in relation to these subjects. So I decided to start making these episodes because I want to help people. I've heard many people speak, and I've seen many of the media in regards to these subjects. And many of these teachings about these subjects are false, and they actually cause more harm than they do providing help for people. I strongly advise against diving deeper into these subjects, which may be considered the occult, beyond having strong biblical wisdom to help defend you and your loved ones from these situations. I also want to advise, do not hurt anybody, people. This is not a call to action. This is a discussion. It is not your responsibility to go Old Testament on people, okay? Does that make sense to you? If you want to have a polite discussion, write a letter explaining to these people your biblical perspective. That is fine, but do not hurt anybody. Do not do something that should not be done. It is not your responsibility. I also strongly advise studying your Bible consistently and continually. Focus on your relationship with our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Many of the solutions that I'll provide to the problems are biblically based. So if you're just looking for a quick solution, if you are not actually seeking the root of the problem, which is typically our behavior, the things that we do, the people we surround ourselves with, the media we partake in, all of these different things, these solutions may not work for you because you don't care enough to actually start changing your life and focusing your life towards our Heavenly Father. So just want to get that out as well. So today's subject, just another disclaimer, right? Really hesitant towards discussing this topic. I would say if I took a poll of 100 teachers besides myself, pastors, ministers, priests, whatever you want to call yourselves or them, I'm the only one that would teach it. And I'm the only one that knows truth. And a lot of you know this truth as well. I will actually have a personal message to those of you that know, and you have the spiritual characteristic is what we'll call it, and it's actually a physical characteristic, and we'll discuss that later. I'm not going to tell you what the physical characteristic is because my people know, and they know me. So today we're going to discuss reincarnation. I'm not a big fan of that. It was highly popularized through other belief systems and other religions, if that's what you want to call them. I prefer the term recycled, and that's kind of harsh as well. Just really what it is a spirit leaving their vessel, dying, right? And then coming back in a new vessel. Many belief systems are like, hey, you can even go into different animals. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. A human spirit is made for a human vessel. That is how we were created. A human will not go into a lion. They will not go into a cow. They will not go into a worm. I don't care what everybody else says about it. That's just how this works. You are a human soul. You belong in a human vessel. So here's a couple of biblical aspects of reincarnation. If you read through Mark 6, Jesus had been traveling, and a lot of people were still in disbelief of who Jesus was. And Jesus, his, we'll say, power, his ability to perform miracles, or maybe even his willingness to perform miracles, was just like, you don't believe in me. And he's just like perplexed to these people that would see him heal the sick, bring the dead back to life, all these different miracles that Jesus was performing, and these people still did not believe in Christ, did not believe that he was the Messiah. So he's just perplexed. He's just like, okay, then fine. And it even says that because of their lack of faith, I was not able to perform miracles. And Christ actually talks about it later on, if you're familiar with faith of a mustard seed, right? If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can even move a mountain, which is true. If you don't have that amount of faith, then Jesus was not going to be able to really help you. And so in Mark 6, actually, some people that were starting to believe, they didn't think Jesus was the Messiah, but they knew there was something special of him, about him, right? Some thought that he was actually John the Baptist, who had actually already been beheaded, and that they thought that he had risen because they had never seen John the Baptist in person. And then other people were saying that, hey, you know what? He's Elijah. Elijah was a prophet that had passed away centuries before Jesus had come around. Maybe not centuries per se, that long, but a long time before Jesus had actually came. So right there, they're saying, well, maybe he's Elijah, right? So what does that tell you? They're saying the spirit of Elijah actually was in Jesus's vessel, right? And that's not what it was, but they actually did have a foundation for that belief, that people would believe that spirits may return. If we look at Matthew 16, it says, Jesus actually says this: some of you here will not taste death until you see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. What does that mean? So some of you will not see death. That is shoal. Shoal, as definition in our other discussions, pot, other, Bible studies, sermons, all that stuff. Shoal. What it is: pitch black, lack of consciousness, inability to really even know of your existence. That is what Sheol is. That is where people say that that's where you go when you die. And then when Jesus comes back, you're going to be risen, and then you'll be judged. So Jesus is telling people, you will not see death until the Son of Man comes in his kingdom. So what does that tell us? So just going to give an approximate. Jesus passed away, was crucified, then resurrected over 2,000 years ago. I think you'd all agree with that. Once again, it's an approximate. So, how are people that lived that long ago still walking this earth? Now, it could be on me. Maybe it's this big old trick on me, and that's fine. Hey, if you're a 2,000-year-old body walking around, you look amazing. No decomposition, you're doing a great job. Let me know the name of your bottled water company or whatever it is you're doing. But in reality, we look at it. People are dying every day. So if people are not going to see death before Christ comes, what does that tell you? That people's souls are being reincarnated back into human vessels, or as I say, recycled, reused. And like I said, we'll discuss a lot of you folks that may be listening, maybe not even any of you listening, who knows, right? But I've met a lot of you. You know me, now I know you. I understand what that spiritual characteristic is, the physical characteristic is, as do you. A lot of you are older than me, but we'll get into it. I also want to go to Revelation chapter 1. So, what it says is that Jesus, every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And once again, I haven't seen any 2,000-year-old bodies walking around over 2,000 years old, right? Once again, much applause if you are, and much, much applause. That's all I can say. So that's what the people that were there know that they were there. If you don't know that you were there, and you're listening to this, you're gonna understand a little bit more. Like I said, I'm not gonna talk about the physical characteristic. I know it, you know it. So once again, a lot of pastors don't want you to even think about this. The whole terminology like YOLO, you only live once, awesome. Like that's all you can really control is this life. That's all you can control. That's the only thing you have control in. You can't control that if you were there when Christ was crucified or pierced, you can't control that, can you? That's not something that you can control. And you got to understand, people, all we can control is this lifetime. That's all it is that we can control. So I want to jump into the personal message. So if you're just like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, go ahead, move on, go listen to something else, go do whatever else it is. But for those of you that know what I'm talking about, let's talk about perspective. We'll talk about that physical characteristic. Many of you have approached me and you feel as if that physical characteristic is actually a curse. And I would tell you, and I have told some of you, that's a gift. And the first person that I told that to, their jaw dropped. It's all about perspective, people. You think it's a curse, and as you know, Christ removes curses. He's the curse remover, okay? Don't worry about that. It's not a curse. Actually, I would say it's a gift, and you're welcome. The gift to keep you close, to keep your faith up, for you to actually understand. And I've met tons of you, trust me, from cops to professors to people on the street, individuals that are coaching sports. There are so many of you out there that I have met personally, and a lot of you, we don't get along. But I'll tell you this, if you haven't seen me since 2016, you probably don't know me as well as you think you do. And even if you're not able to see my heart, you should know that I wouldn't lie to you. I'm a different person than you once knew. Even having this discussion, you know that I'm a different person. So my perspective on it is that physical characteristic, that's a gift, and you're welcome to keep you close. Some of the younger generations may not understand it because, unfortunately, a lot of parents and grandparents and guardians in general have not led people to my father or to me. And that's their decision, that's their choice. It's very unfortunate, though. I read an article recently, and it actually gave me a lot of sorrow saying that. And if it's just about religion, that's fine. But if it's about faith, a lot of sorrow. So at one point in time, they said that recently about 90 some odd percent of individuals in the United States considered themselves religious. Now that figure has dropped down to 63%. Once again, religion versus faith. I understand the difference. And you were not called to start religions. You were called to be faithful, to have faith in the things that you do not see. And at that time, maybe you did see. So, once again, also, individuals that believe that they were people that had committed the unforgivable sin, the non-repentable sin, many of you know it as you would proclaim the miracles performed through Christ to be of Satan. And it was taught that a house cannot stand divided. So if I were performing miracles to glorify our Heavenly Father, I wouldn't be able to do that if I were a servant of Satan. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. So you committed the non-repentable. Let's go back to what I told you. You can only right now control this lifetime. That's all you can do. And I will do my best to mediate for you. And I'm a great mediator, as you know. If you actually know who I am, you know what I've done, you know who I am, you know not just me in this lifetime, but who I was. And this is actually a big step. And you know, I thank everybody for actually tuning in and checking this out. That's what I do. And in reality, being me, I'm actually, to an extent, disappointed. But I also understand the times that we live in, and I know that our Father has the perfect amount of timing. And I'm not concerned about it because I'm not coming back, people. That's just, I'm not. Love you all deeply, more than you'll ever know. Willing to give you more than you'll ever know as well. But I can't stand to walk with you anymore. This is disturbing. Everything from the top down. Individuals that just do not pay any heed or credence to our father anymore, and those that do may not be the best spokespeople for us. And at the end of the day, that's reality. I have to let you know that I do not plan on coming back. I will not promise to come back again. I am here. I'm going to do as much as I can to save as many people as I can. And you say, well, what about all the prophecies, Glenn? What are you going to do about those? I'm not concerned about those. Because as sure as that donkey or horse, whatever version you're reading, was waiting for me and my servants to go get it to bring to me, everything's going to fall into place. And I trust our Heavenly Father to take care of the things that I'm physically not capable of doing. So, as I said, I'm not coming back. But what does that mean for you? The gate. Let's say hypothetically I don't fulfill any prophecies. All I have are these shows for however long I'm alive still. The door, the gates will be open, but the standard has not changed, and it never will, people. Whether or not you like me, you love me, you hate me, however your perspective is of me, is irrelevant to me. It's very relevant to you. Very relevant to you. Because just that attitude right there will determine a great portion of your eternity. But like I said, the standard is still the same. You really need to get into your Bible. You really need to start narrowing your path. You really need to start forgiving the people that have hurt you. You also need to get over the sins. You need to do these things. Because the standard will always be the same. My soul is always going to be the same. And whether or not a lot of people that know me, they say, well, you're going to be a king. And a lot of men particularly get upset with me because they don't understand the burden of a crown, especially when you are responsible for billions of souls. The earth fades away, dissolves, goes away, doesn't matter. This life is just a blink of an eye, people. And in reality, I fear for you. I'm not afraid of you. I have a great fear for you. I have a bunch of sorrow for you because the opportunity is given to all of you because of me. And you won't take that opportunity. Oh, I'll do a deathbed, a deathbed repentance. I'm telling you guys, it is a lifelong endeavor. And you can have periods of life like myself where I didn't know who I was. That's why it's called Revelation, that the revelation of Jesus Christ. And all these things throughout my life have revealed myself to myself and to the other people. They actually, what's so upsetting is a lot of my people knew who I was before I knew who I was. And one of the things that's so upsetting about it is that a lot of people would use their position of power to abuse my power, thinking that they could get away with things, thinking that they could try to mold my perception or mold my decision making throughout life. The thing that they don't account for, though, is that I'm my father's son. My father is omnipotent. My father is omnipresent. So, just in case you're not familiar with those terms, my father is all powerful. My father is everywhere. And you should know that. So to think that you could use a child or to try and harm a child, and to think that whatever you would do could change the standard. And oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna go make this happen in his life. So he has to deal with this, that, the other. Whatever your intention was, whether you find yourself being malicious or benevolent, you knew who I was, and you knew what you were trying to do. Now I know, our Father knows, and you know. No matter how much you try to contort your heart or try to say, oh, but I did this to help your son, Father, We know your actual heart. And I trust the gifts that my Father has given me now. All the things that you've seen that I have been able to do throughout my life, I trust my Father now. And I hope that you're willing to trust me to lead you back to our Father's kingdom. There's a lot of changes that have to be made within this nation. And like I said, if all I get are these podcasts, that's fine. But I'm not coming back. But the standards, they're always going to be the same, people. And with me, you have a lot better chance than without me. Because I can remove these obstacles. I can tell you, and I will tell you throughout these podcasts, the path that you have to travel, the things that you have to do to actually be invited back into our Father's kingdom. You got to understand, we didn't fall. You fell. You made those decisions. You decided to take the fruit. Okay? That's not on us. We warned you. And I'm here to try to help you again, to lead you back to our Father again. I've already paid the price that you couldn't pay. Okay? And we talk about physical characteristics. Trust me, I've had them twice, guys. K through 12 and then college years. So he had to reach out to me. And it takes a big leap of faith to actually proclaim myself to be who I know I am. But nobody else has had the Holy Spirit perform miracles through themselves like me since the last time I was here. And I'll say this, I feel I'm ready, but you guys aren't. My Father knows that I'm ready, but you guys aren't. And I want to help as many people as I possibly can. I can't carry you to my Father's kingdom with you kicking and screaming. And actually, I probably could, but I won't, to be honest with you. I need hearts, people. Hearts that are willing to forget everything that they've actually been through in this life and to listen. The hearts of students. And when the time comes, I will need the hearts of teachers that want to help others as well. So I'll use anybody. And you say, oh, well, use people that know me, know what I mean. And you should be extremely elated, excited that I am actually willing to. That's one of the most difficult things for me, people. I'm the servant. That's who I am. I am my Father's servant. I am a servant at heart. The hardest thing for me is to allow others to serve me or to receive gifts from others. And a lot of people, well, we're scared about that. A lot of my people know that's how I am. And I know that one of the parents of someone that I knew or know, he said, you're going to have to let people serve you this time, Glenn. You have to. You have to let them serve you or we have no chance at all. And I'm not the type of person like, okay, hey, just, you know, fan me down with those palm trees and bring me the grapes and the bonbons. That's not who I am. And they know that I'm not. And it actually really concerns me to allow others to serve me or to give me gifts. And the reason that is because a lot of people associate those types of things, their actions, with where their hearts are. But a lot of people's actions will try to deceive you of their heart. And I know it's not the easiest thing to understand. But like I said, the only thing you can be concerned about is this lifetime. We've got to get it right. And I'm going to do my best, like I said, through these podcasts or wherever my Father puts me. We've got to do it right. And I'm here. That's why I'm always telling you, reach out. And like I said, I have thanked a lot of people. The reaction, I've been super grateful. But this is about as honest as I can get with you, you know. And like I said, a lot of people haven't been listening. That's fine. Or the amount of time. Look, I have analytics. Anybody that has a podcast, we see who's listening, where they're listening from, how long they're listening for. And although I am extremely grateful that some of you are tuning in, I would expect if you know that I am here, that you would be searching. And it's so interesting. Those that don't even know me, Glenn, to be him, he, to be I, when they're earnestly and in their hearts searching for me, you'd be surprised how many people I actually find in person. because they are searching me, searching for me, however you want it said. What's disappointing, though, is when we actually start talking and they feel that I'm supposed to be the student. I'm supposed to be the one that listens to them and contorts my faith, my beliefs, my understanding of the Bible to their belief system. You got to be kidding me. Like, it is actually extremely disappointing to hear people speak and tell me what they think it means. And they say, oh, well, you know, the Lord's got it all planned. Yeah, we do have a plan for you guys. We do. But are you willing to execute that plan? Do you understand what actually is to come? Because, like I said, me, I don't care. These podcasts, fine. That's fine for me. Because in reality, I don't want to sit on top of a throne. The burden is huge. You guys don't understand it. And maybe that's not what's actually proclaimed by our Father anymore. It really, to me, it's all about just serving and helping others. Now, like I said, let me put it a different way. I want you, but I don't need you. You need me, but do you want me? Because I'll tell you, every single day, what I experience in this world is not a lot of desire of human hearts. Some women, sure, but not for the same reasons that they're actually supposed to desire me. It's supposed to be desired as your king, as your savior. That is who I was, that's who I am, and who I will always be. And some of you may have been listening and said, oh, what's the physical characteristic? I told you, I'm not going to talk to you about it. And some of you have actually listened to this whole podcast, and now you just think I'm a lunatic. And that's fine. I don't care. I've even prepared for my family to tell me that I'm crazy. Last time and this time. You know, and it doesn't matter to me, guys. It doesn't. Your guys' opinions of me do not matter. You don't get to judge me. And I'm trying to hold off judging you folks as long as I possibly can. As long as I possibly can. But once again, like I said, I don't want to come back. I love you all very deeply, but your lack of concern for eternity versus what you have on earth, your lack of concern of eternity versus the blink of an eye. Those things, that's concerning. That is troubling to me. And parents not being willing to actually lead them. I have a dear friend, very dear friend. He actually has a lot of biblical views. But when I tell him, hey, why don't you know, get your kid into Bible study or take your kid to a youth group or something like that. He's like, hey man, I want to let my kid make that own decision for him. And a lot of it comes from his background. A lot of the things that happened to him were extremely difficult to cope with. And not just him, but a lot of humans have struggled to cope with these things. And I think that is actually probably one of the biggest obstacles for people to get over is their past. A lot of the question, well, why did you let this happen, Lord? A lot of the things that have hurt us, once again, it's that perspective, right, of that physical characteristic. Was it a gift or was it a curse? Well, how are you going to perceive it? Will it lead you to our Father or lead you away from our Father? Will it lead you to biblical wisdom or will it lead you to an earthly life? Will it lead you to an eternity of bliss versus an eternity of the eternal abyss? Not bliss. The fiery abyss. And the beauty is you get to choose. But I see every single day people making the wrong decisions. Once again, maybe they have the views of, oh, I'm going to live so long, yada, yada, yada. You don't know when you're going to pass people. And in reality, some of you already may have already passed that I've met. And I hope that you took it seriously because I can't promise you another opportunity. We're done here, folks. Stick a fork in it. We're done. Once again, this is Glenn Griego, your host for the United Kingdom of Christ Broadcast Network, coming to you from the beautiful Denver metro area. If you'd like to reach out to me, I can be reached via email at uk.christ@outlook.com. You can also text me or call me at 720-805-8886. God bless.